Hello, I'm Joe Wilkes, Bridgewater, New Hampshire, and thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. We're seeking your immediate help in avoiding serious decline in New Hampshire's natural resources and tourist-based economy. If implemented, proposed industrial wind farms on our scenic mountaintops will repel tourists visiting New Hampshire for scenic beauty and recreation. To meet New Hampshire's renewable goals of 2025 would require 15% of all of its energy come from sources like wind. And if it's all from wind, it could require up to 1,000 2-milliwatt turbines spread over 300 mountaintop miles. Now, there's all kinds of different numbers that you can find, but in general, it will be around that, based depending on where you get your data from and how you calculate it. Surprisingly, these goals in New Hampshire are more aggressive than in higher wind states, and 3 wind turbines are needed here to produce the same power obtained from 1 identical turbine in the Dakotas, Kansas, or Texas, where the winds are 50% higher. New Hampshire already produces twice the power it uses, and it exports the rest. Most power from existing New Hampshire wind projects is also exported out of state. It's less than promised and is disruptive of available grid capacity and control, so the power output from these turbines is frequently curtailed. Because wind here in New England and New Hampshire is low, erratic, and unpredictable, often producing nothing at all, it cannot replace conventional power plants here. We've been coming to the Lakes region for over 30 years, my wife and I, and we have been homeowners in Bridgewater on clear, clean Newfound Lake for the past 27 years. We hike, bike, ski, boat, snowmobile, enjoy the wonderful lake and mountain scenery, and contribute to the local economy. We were ready to rebuild our cottage for retirement when we learned of a proposed industrial wind farm on the mountaintops just west of the lake between Wellington State Park and Mount Cardigan and Cardigan Mountain State Forest. The 37 wind turbines proposed would be enormous, each larger than a Boeing 747, rising almost 30% higher than the mountaintops, seriously degrading the wonderful view. When we learned the details of the project, Wild Meadows by Iberdrola, a Spanish company and recipient of almost $2 billion in federal subsidy dollars over the past few years, we immediately stopped plans for construction. Others nearby with similar plans did the same. Prospective sales of 2 properties on the hills and mountain behind us were canceled, all costing the local economy, over $1 million. Another wind project of about 25 turbines is now also being proposed, so area realtors must now disclose these projects, negatively impacting further real estate and construction sales in our area. Why is this happening? Because of well-intentioned energy policies that have proven to be detrimental to New Hampshire's natural treasure. Driven by profit from industrial turbine installation and promise of renewable electrical energy, these projects are heavily subsidized by our federal government from our taxes, borrowing from foreign countries, and from our future generations, our grandchildren. These destructive projects are becoming widespread over the mountaintops of New England, despite their uncompetitive cost, destruction to carbon-absorbing forests, streams, lakes, health, wildlife, local tourist-based economies, and continued reliance on conventional power for the majority of the time when the wind isn't blowing hard enough to generate power from the turbines. They increase power transmission costs, aren't producing the power or paying local towns as promised, actually increase local tax rates, and ruin rural town character. Much more information is easily found on the web, including serious health problems experienced by local homeowners near these installations. In summary, industrial wind farms in the low wind northeast cost too much, save essentially nothing, damage local environments and economies, with benefits only to foreign companies. Despite all this, the SEC responsible for wind project approval has never rejected one until just recently, thankfully. Industrial wind projects in New Hampshire must be stopped until a sensible energy policy can be developed. Much better solutions to energy issues are conservation, natural gas for baseline power generation, and distributed solar, which is the long-term solution to these problems. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Yes, Representative Levasseur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for taking my question. This bill pertains to requiring economic impact analysis by the SEC. Could you connect your testimony to that for me?
Well, there's detrimental economic impact in our local area from my not rebuilding my house, others in that area like that, the real estate sales declining. So the local environment and the local community is not growing or prospering as it might. I am not alone. A few of us, if you talk to more and more people, this whole area now is in a business hold pattern until all of this stuff is resolved. If these towers go up that I'm talking about, the whole economy in the area is going to tank. That affects our local communities. Our town of Bridgewater has come out against these projects. And I believe the SEC has no obligation to listen to the town I'm in because none of the towers are going to be in there. There's some proposed bills that would require them to listen. And this is one of several you're going to hear about.
Follow up.
So does your hope to use this legislation, should it be passed, as a tool to stop projects? Is your intention to use this legislation, should it actually become law, to stop projects? That's your hope with this?
Stop unsuitable projects. I think that's the case. Let's make sure they're suitable. Let's make sure they're not harmful to the local economies. The ones that I'm talking about would definitely be harmful. So that's the idea. We should put a moratorium on some of these things until we come up with a sensible energy solution for good energy, renewable energy standards, not necessarily the ones that are being implemented now.
Any further questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.